Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 3, are you there? John 3, verse 16. Anybody got this one marked? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave. Did you know that giving is the chief expression of love? That's right. The greatest expression of love is giving. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to what? To condemn the world. Is the Lord in the condemnation business? No. Let's just stop right here. Have you ever heard somebody say, maybe they were in a service, and they come out and say, boy, you know, the Lord really condemned me about some things. The Spirit really condemned me about some things in my life. That is unscriptural. Did you hear me? That's not right. The Spirit condemned me. Nope. God condemned me. Nope. Jesus did not come to condemn. If the Lord had wanted us condemned, all He'd had to do is nothing. Right? And we would have been condemned in our sins and failures. But that's why He came. Right? So that the condemned could be made righteous. Right? And the guilty become innocent. And that's who and what we are. We're not the condemned, we are the righteous. We're not the guilty, we are the innocent. Most church people don't know this. They're still talking about we're old sinners. Saved by grace, maybe one day we'll be saved, but we're old sinners and we're unworthy and our righteousness is as filthy rags. Yeah, but get to the New Testament. Get to redemptive reality. Yes, our righteousness wouldn't cut it. That's why Jesus came and gave us His. Right? And His does cut it. Right? And so we are made clean. We are made righteous. Oh, glory to God. We can stand before the Father with no sense of shame or inferiority because we stand in the very righteousness of the Lord Himself. Which means we are accepted with God just as Jesus is. We're just as loved of God as Jesus is. We're just as innocent and clean and righteous in God the Father's eyes as Jesus Himself is. Because it's His righteousness we have. It's His. He didn't do it for Himself. He didn't need it. He did it for us. Have you received His righteousness? Have you received the gift of righteousness? Then you're clean before the Lord. He said He did not come to condemn the world. Now, we just got through reading in 1 John 3. He said, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. So when you're being condemned, what was condemning you? Our heart, my heart, that's not the Holy Ghost, right? That's my own heart. The born again believer, when he or she does wrong, your heart will condemn you. That's not God condemning you, that's your own heart. Anybody ever missed it since you got saved? And when you did, oh man, inside? Bothered you? Is that God condemning you? No, it's not. It's your own heart. But if your own heart condemns you, that scripture we just got through reading in 1 John said, you don't have confidence toward God. Can you have faith in that state of your heart condemning you? No. Are you going to rule and reign with your heart bothering you about stuff? No. Man, this is so vital. This is so important. Makes you want to preach on it for a year. It is so important. It's why faith doesn't work. It's why people let things go in their life that they should take care of and they should be able to deal. They should have authority exercised over because your heart is bothering you. People are so concerned about what somebody else is going to think Or what does the preacher believe? Or what does the church believe? Friend, what you ought to be concerned about is your own heart.
Yes.
Right? If something bothers you, get it fixed. Amen. I don't care what anybody else thinks. If it's not bothering you, then don't be concerned about it.
Yeah.
Your heart. If your heart does not condemn you, then you have confidence toward God, and whatever you ask, you receive.
Hallelujah.
Don't you like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Now that's living.
Yeah.
That's reigning in life.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
And this should be such an objective of ours every day when we get up and when we lay our head on the bed, to keep a clear conscience. You know, we talked about this in some detail back when we were talking about being led by the Spirit, what a key it is to that. But keeping your heart clear. You do not want to have your heart bothering you and you don't fix it. And you just go on with it and go on with it. Because after a while, it doesn't bother you so bad. Did you hear me? Man, when you first did it, oh man, it bothered you so bad, but you didn't fix it and you didn't repent and you did it again. Oh, it bothered you so bad and you did it again and it bothered you so bad. But by the 40th time when you did it, it is not bothering you so much. What's happening? Your conscience is being seared. You're being dulled inside. That's a bad place to be in, friend. You can get so dull, the things of God are not distinguishable to you and clear to you, and right and wrong is not clear to you, and sin, well, who said it was sin? Other folk think it's all right. And you get to this, what's the big deal? You're in sin up to your nose, and people try to talk to you about it, and well, what's the big deal? Other folk do it. Friend, when you get to that place, you will be faithless. Did you hear me? Your heart's bothering you, but you've ignored it and you have no confidence before God. And so you'll have no confidence in facing the enemy. You'll not be ruling and reigning. And how many understand? We got millions of Christians in that place. But you don't have to be there. I said, you don't have to be there. You don't have to live like that. But what do you have to do to live differently? You got to keep your heart clear. Right? When your heart bothers you about something, get it fixed. I mean, don't wait till tomorrow either. Get it fixed. Get it right. Don't lay there and toss in the bed and can't sleep because your conscience is bothering you. There's nothing worth forfeiting your confidence. There's nothing worth forfeiting your fellowship, is there? Say, get it right. Get it right. Get it right. He said Jesus didn't come to condemn us. But he came that we might be saved, the whole world. Verse 18, John 3. He that believes on him is what? Is that you? Is not condemned. He that believes not is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Why are unbelievers condemned? We alluded to this early. I mean, unbelievers are condemned. Stand condemned before God the Father. Their future is hell. It's terrible. Why? It's not because of their sin. I said it's not because of their sin. But because of what? Failure to believe on Jesus and accept Him. And this is the condemnation. That light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, and neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved, or discovered, or made known. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Here's the problem. See, we talked about this last week. Personal sin is relative to personal light. We read there in Romans. You remember we looked at all those scriptures about how when there was no law, sin was not imputed? What does that mean? Well, when you don't see the difference and you don't know the difference, then you're not held accountable for sin. But when the light comes and you know, and you know what's right and wrong, and you choose to do the wrong, that's when you sinned. Right? And the thing is, so many people act ignorant. You do understand, a lot of people have seen more than they're admitting. I said, so many people have, you know, like in this country. People say, well, you know, it's so sad that people have not heard the gospel. There are millions in this country that have heard the gospel. And they saw it. And they refused it. Hosea says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. What is it? Hosea 4:6, I think it is. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's not the end of the verse. It's what's like a semicolon or something. And it says, because you have rejected knowledge. The big problem is in seeing things and then not going with it. There are untold millions in this country of people. People who are born again, but they're going to a church that doesn't preach being filled with the Spirit and talking in tongues. But they've seen it. They've seen the legitimacy of it in the Scripture. They've seen the reality of it, but they have shut it off and they have turned it aside. Why? Because my church doesn't accept it. And if I get into that, my friends won't understand. Right? We got people all the time, they slip in the back in here. And we love it. We're glad for anybody to come. But don't be ashamed of us. Right? Now you might think, well, why do you say that, Brother Keith? Jesus had that people were ashamed of him. Right? Paul said that. Right? Concerning Timothy and different. He said, don't be ashamed of me. It's always been that way. We should identify with Jesus. And if you don't like Jesus, then you ain't gonna like me either. Right? Because I want to identify with him from top to bottom. If you like him, you're going to like me too. Right? And when you see light, you must accept it. What if my kinfolks don't see it? Don't you stay in darkness with them. The Lord's talking to some people right here tonight. What if my people that I've been running with, you know, my friend, what if they don't see it? Well, if they don't see it, that's between them and the Lord. If they really don't see it, he's not going to hold them accountable for it. But if you see it, he knows what you see. Right? You might be able to snowball somebody else, but he knows what you've seen. He knows what you understand, and he expects you and I to walk in 100% of what we have seen and know.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Free from Condemnation, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001G. That's R-1001G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.